y'all this evening. Amen. Amen. Turn over 2 Timothy, please. We're still on, guess what we're on still?
Faith.
Can you ever have learned too much about faith?
Amen.
No, you can't. You can never learn too much about faith. You can't. Amen. We'll pray and get started. Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. We thank you for all the light that you've shown us up to this point, Father God. And Father God, we honor it. And we thank you, Father God, as soon as we honor the light that you gave us, we qualify for more light. And so, Father God, we thank you for that right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, sir, we ask you to unveil and reveal truth to us from the Word. And I thank you, Father God, my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truth this evening, not only for the congregation, but also for myself. And I thank you for it in advance. And everybody agreed, said,
Amen.
Amen. This evening, obviously, we've been talking about real faith. And we've been going through a few different ones. Tonight, I believe we're going to talk about faith you can see. Faith you can see. Amen. Actually, I pulled it up. We don't have it's called the New Century. We don't have it. Nope. Yeah. I don't know why I asked. I forgot. Amen. 2 Timothy 1:1. We'll read about verse 5 probably. I will say this. The completion of your faith is acting on what you say you believe. Amen. The completion of your faith is acting on what you say you believe. Amen. The completion of your faith is acting on what you say you believe. Amen. This is the New Century Version. I wrote it down, so I'll just read it to y'all. We can read King James real fast. It says, when I call to remembrance the what? Unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and in thy mother Eunice, or Eunice, however you want to say it, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Amen. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. The New Century Version, yeah, the NCV, it says, I remember your true faith. Amen. I like how it said that. It said, I remember your true faith. Paul's talking to Timothy, right?
Yes.
Amen, I agree. He said, I remember your true faith. That faith first lived where? In your what? Grandmother Lois, right? And in your mother, Eunice also. And I know you now have that same faith. Interesting, Paul's talking to Timothy, right? And he said, I remember that faith that you have, which dwelt first where? How does Paul know that his grandma and his mom had faith? Interesting, huh? Because can you see faith? Don't answer. I wouldn't answer a trick question. Can you see faith? Obviously you can. How else did Paul see it in his grandmother and his mom? Right? He said, I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first where?
In your grandmother and mother.
How did he know? Unless he saw his grandma and his mom operating in faith. Have you ever asked yourself, can people see faith in me? Or do they see doubt, unbelief, and fear? Because what I'm talking about is what I'm believing in. I can't believe all these gas prices now. Well, I'm in unbelief now because there's no God big enough that could help buy me a gallon of gas now because this too much.
Come on. Come on.
Amen. So we're going to go back up here. Look at your neighbor, smile, say, hey, next Tuesday is Halloween, or not Halloween, but La Tonight. Amen. So now everybody else, look at your neighbor and say, hey, next Tuesday is La Tonight. Amen. Amen. It'll be good. We got a lot of stuff going on.
Amen.
Which reminds me, I got to ask you a question after this read, please, about that. Amen. So Paul saw this faith in Timothy's grandmother and in his mother, and also he saw it in Timothy.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
Amen. Can people see faith in you, or do they see fear, doubt, and unbelief? Amen. Are we often complaining about things? Well, you know, back in the day, you know, I could just give them $5, fill up my whole car. Well, not now. Well, obviously, back in the 1800s, they didn't even have to buy gas. Well, you know, I could go to the grocery store and I could fill up this whole basket for $100. Not now, though. Why are we complaining, though? Why would we be complaining about that kind of stuff? Because the world is looking for an answer. Mm-hmm. And if I sound like everybody else, the world's going to look past me and go, well, obviously you don't know anything because you're in the same boat with me. We both trying to figure out how we can get this cheaper. We can't get everything we need. We have to put stuff back because obviously, hey, Matt, moving on. Turn over to Hebrews 11:1, please. Amen. Are y'all okay? I need y'all to know, I'm not trying to talk down to anybody.
Amen.
Amen. Wednesdays, if you can't tell, you know, we do get excited every now and again, but it's just more of a teaching.
Yes.
It's really more of a teaching.
Amen.
You know, amen. And so I'm not talking towards anybody or down to anybody, because to be real honest with you, this is helping me probably 1,000 times more than it's helping y'all. Amen. Should have heard a better amen than that. But moving along. Now, faith is the substance of things what?
We hope for.
The evidence of things what?
Not seen.
Amen. So see, can you see faith?
Yes.
You can see faith. Faith is the evidence of what is not seen. Faith is the evidence of what is not seen. Y'all remember Brother Hagin? That I let y'all, I think we watched the video, or I let y'all, or I played the recording. I don't remember. Played y'all the recording, or we watched the video of that night. He said he got paralyzed on one side of his face.
Yeah.
He said he could smile. This side of his mouth worked normal. He said, but this side would just droop. And so he'd smile, and this side would just go back. This side just drooped the whole time. And he went up front and got prayed for. Right? And he said, as soon as the minister said, amen, I released my faith and I believed I received it.
Amen.
Right? See, faith is the evidence of what is not yet seen. Faith is the proof of what is not yet seen. Faith is the proof of what is not seen. Faith is the evidence of what is not seen. And so everybody walking home, all of his friends said, are you sure you're healed? Because your faith looks the same. But faith is what? The evidence of what is not yet seen. Faith is the proof of what is not seen. Faith is the evidence. So he said, I've received my healing whenever the minister laid hands on me. Yeah, but we know better. We can see you. It's not changed. What does that have to do with him receiving what the minister said? He said, I've released my faith. I believed I've already received it.
Amen.
And he said that night, you know, even that girl's mom tried to talk to him, said, look, are you feeling all right, you know? Because your faith, you're not healed. Look at your faith. He said, I'm not going off if I'm healed based off what I look like or how I feel.
Amen.
I'm going off based off what the Word of God says.
Amen.
He said, I released my faith and said, I believed, I received it. As soon as the minister laid hands on me and said, amen, I released my faith, said, I received it. And so the next morning, he was healed.
Amen.
But all of his friends riding, walking along with him and stuff, I wonder if he'd have finally, whenever they said, are you sure you're healed? Look at your face. It's not going back. And he went, you know what? I know it still feels the same.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen. That's good.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's the difference between receiving and staying where you're at.
Amen.
Those little kinds of words. Because if I'm hanging out with people that don't really believe like I do, I have to watch myself like a hawk.
Yes.
Not everybody else, myself. Because number one, they might not know better. So why would I try to tell them, look, I'm healed, you don't understand, and try to get mad at them when they just don't know? They don't understand it. So I can't get mad at them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because let's be honest, did we always know that healing was for us?
No.
So thank God for people that work with us, because we don't know everything yet.
Yep.
And not only that, God's having to deal with all of us.
Amen.
Amen.
Right? Especially some of us that we're just hard-headed sometimes.
Yes.
You know? Amen. But I wonder if he'd have been like, you know what, I do feel the same. You know, I thought, I said amen, and I released my faith. You know, I thought I was healed, but it is still the same, huh? How many times have we been on the brink of our breakthrough and went, man, this pain, God, I thought I was healed. Well, I thought I released faith.
Amen.
But yet the breakthrough is right there. I'll tell the best way to say it. All right, there's a brother, is actually Brother Keith Moore. Him and his wife were believing God. He said they first just got in the ministry, they just heard about faith. And they heard about believing God for stuff as a couple. He said, so me and her, we got together. We was needing a new car. We was tired of driving junk that we wasn't sure if we was going to make it anywhere. He said, so we was like, well, if we're believing, let's go ahead and believe for a new one. Well, if we're believing, you know, let's go ahead and believe for the best. And just went through till, you know, they just want the best car. And so they released their faith, and then they said, you know what? I've heard somebody say, you know, let's have it within this many days. Let's do that too. And so they said, God, we thank you. We believe in God for it. And I think it was what's the car that starts with an R? No, not a Rolls Royce, like like in the 80s. Some kind of Cadillac. All right, anyways, moving on. All right, we can get sidetracked with the name. And so he said, all right, so we believe for a vehicle within 30 days. And he said, so they were just staying at it. Every time the phone rang, they were expecting. That's our new car right there. Every time somebody come up and talk to them, they were expecting. That's our vehicle right there. That's it. That belongs to us. Going just floor, metal to the pedal. That's the way, yeah. Just ready. Just expecting. Phone calls. I mean, they said they get to the phone. Yes. Excitement. That's expecting excitement, because this is it. It belongs to me. I released my faith. When was the last time you was excited? Yeah, that's another message. And so they were going along. He said, and then comes, you know, the 20th day, still expecting. 25th day, still expecting. 29th day, still ready. 29th day, and at about 10 o'clock, we're still expecting. We still got 2 more hours.
Amen.
We have to go to work tomorrow, but we ain't going to bed yet. He said, and then midnight hit. He said, and our feathers fell. He said, we looked at each other, and We didn't say nothing. We just went to bed. And then a few years later, a year or so later, I think it was, they ended up going to Rhema. And started getting under Brother Hagin's teachings about believing as a couple and just using exercising your faith and stuff. And he said, so I went back to God. He said, me and my wife, we never talked about it. He said, we did have enough sense not to blame God. Amen. He said, but we never talked about it. As soon as the clock on the wall hit midnight, our feathers fell, he said, and we just went to bed and never talked about it again. And then he got the Rhema, got underneath the teaching and stuff, and he said, you know, God, what about this? And that's, I think I've said it here before, but I'll say it in a minute. But he said, you know, y'all were doing great for where you were. God was talking to him. He said, y'all were doing great for where you were. And that's when he told him, you know, whenever you believe big, be prepared to stand long. You ain't going to always have to stand long. But when you believe big, prepare to stand long. He said, but not only that, y'all were excellent. Y'all were expecting every phone call. Y'all were expecting. He said, but then a little hand on a clock hit midnight, and y'all allowed that to tell y'all it didn't belong to you no more.
Amen.
Allowed a clock to tell them that this didn't belong to you no more. But how many times have we done that?
Amen.
Well, I thought that healing was mine, but what is this pain? Allowed a pain to tell us we wasn't healed.
Amen.
Allowed our bank account to tell us that we're not in overflow.
Amen.
Amen. So y'all just ain't wanting to amen anything tonight, huh? Amen. And so I found that very interesting whenever he said that. He said, you know, you allowed a little hand on the wall to tell you that it didn't belong to you, and you just gave up. Gave up. But God even told him, he said, y'all were doing excellent for where you were. Y'all were doing excellent for where you were, but then a clock on the wall hit a certain time, and y'all said, well, it must not belong to us. I guess it's not ours. Amen. Faith is the evidence of what is not seen, and faith is the proof of what is not seen. Amen. Y'all remember that the story of that lady with R.W. Shambach? You remember her husband was on his deathbed, ended up weighing, I think she said, 86 pounds, cancer, in the hospital. And she wanted to take him over to R.W. Shambach's meeting, and the doctor told him, no, you can't. He's got to stay here. He's knocking on death's door. You can't take him. And so she said, whatever, you know, your mama, and ended up stealing him, taking him out of the hospital. She said she could carry him. He was just so small. And so she picked him up, wrapped him up in a blanket, and just, I think it was I think the doctor said he had 3 days to live, and it took her a day to get over there. And so she went into the meeting, just walked through the back door. Church was already started. R.W. Shambach said he sat there and looked. He said the door's open, and here comes this lady with something in her hands, like a bed, you know, just carrying like this. He said, and I was standing there. He said, you know, because you kind of stop at that point because you're like looking. You're like, what's going on here? She walks up and drops him right in front of him and says, all right, now do what God called you to do. See, faith acts. Faith doesn't get depressed. Faith doesn't look at somebody and give them a sob story going, you know, well, I thought we had it. I thought I was healed. Faith doesn't know sob stories. Amen. So faith doesn't know sob stories. Faith is an excitement. Faith is an expectancy and excitement because you understand that what God promised you belongs to you and you can receive it by faith. That's why you're so excited about it.
Amen.
That's why that expectancy is there so strong, because you know that you know it belongs to you and it's mine. And by faith, I can receive it.
Amen.
Amen. Turn over to Mark 2, please. Needless to say, that man was obviously healed. And so I think it was 6 months later or a year later, Brother Shambach was down around that same area doing a meeting. He said, and he walked up on stage, and there was this guy, he said, about 6 foot tall, 300 pounds, came up and just picked him up and started hugging him. R.W. Shambach said, "Put me down, what are you doing?" He's like, "You don't remember me?" "No." He said, "I was that guy with cancer, 86 pounds. He said, "Well, pick me back up." Amen. Mark 2, we can read it. Pull up the Passion, please. Mark 2, about verse 1. Y'all getting anything out of this?
Amen.
Amen. God actually told him, Brother Keith Moore, he said, "Well, pick that car back up." He told him, he said, "Pick it back up." He said, "You can do that?" He said, "Yeah, you can do that." So he went home and told his wife. So they got back in agreement. He said, and it was a year or two later, his wife came home and said, "Guess what?" He goes, "What?" She goes, "So-and-so said for us to go pick out any car we want, and they'll pay for it."
Amen.
He said, "Well, get your purse. Let's go." Riviera. It was a Riviera.
Amen.
Buick. Buick. Sorry, not a Cadillac, a Buick. A Riviera. And so they, and guess where they went? There was the same kind of car that they were looking at before, Riviera.
Amen.
Brand new. Right in the showroom floor, right there.
Amen.
So if there's something y'all, you've been believing for that you've put down,
Amen.
Pick it back up.
Amen.
Pick it back up.
Amen.
Several days later, Jesus returned to where? And the news quickly spread that he was back in town. Soon, there were so many people crowded inside the house to hear him that there was no more room even outside the door while Jesus was preaching the word of God. Four men arrived carrying a paralyzed man. But when they realized they couldn't even get near him because of the crowd, they went up on top of the house and tore away the roof above Jesus' head. And when they had broken through, they lowered the paralyzed man on a stretcher right down in front of him. When Jesus saw the extent of their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "My son, your sins are now forgiven." This offered some of the religious scholars who were present, and they reasoned among themselves. This offended. I said offered.
Yeah.
Offended, excuse me. "Who does he think he is to speak this way? This is blasphemy for sure. Only God himself can forgive sins." Jesus supernaturally perceived their thoughts and said to them, "Why are you being so skeptical? Which is easier to say to this paralyzed man, 'Your sins are now forgiven,' or 'Stand up and walk'? But to convince you that the Son of Man has been given authority to forgive sins, I say to this man, stand up, pick up your stretcher, and walk home." Amen.
Amen.
Told him to pick up his stretcher and do what?
Walk
home. Go back to verse 5, please. Go back to verse 4. I'll go back to verse 5. Now 4? No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Right there where it said, and when Jesus saw the extent of their faith. The extent, I looked that word up, and it says the amount to which something is or is believed. It also means the degree to which something has spread. Hallelujah. The size or scale of something. That's what extent means. So this is verse 1, you know, Jesus showed up. Verse 2, it says there was such a great crowd that nobody could even get in, right? Too many people. There are people standing outside as well, right? I wonder how many people would have been like, you know what? We gave it our best shot. We tried to get to Jesus, but I mean, nobody's letting us in. We've talked to everybody, and they just told us we're out of luck. You know, they're trying to get into. I wonder how many people would have been like, all right, well, let's just head back home. You know, because look, how are we going to get him in there? How are we going to carry this guy through this crowd? How are we going to do this? I also wrote down, you don't carry someone around on a mat unless you know something's going to happen.
Amen.
And you don't start tearing up someone's roof unless you know something's going to happen.
Amen.
Go back to verse 5, please. You can pull it up in the King James now, please. When Jesus saw what?
Their faith.
Said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee.
Amen.
So can you see faith?
Yes.
It's interesting, I never paid attention to it. But it doesn't say that when Jesus saw the paralyzed man's faith. Every one of them. I wonder how much a congregation has to do with the service.
Amen.
And when Jesus saw their faith, it wasn't just up to the paralyzed man. They all had a part to play, obviously, you know, just like we have a part to play as well, right? Like I said, I wonder if the congregation has the part to play in people's healing or salvation.
Amen.
Or victory.
Amen.
Amen, right? When Jesus saw their faith, that means all of them, not just one of them. He had to see all their faith. I did write this down. I've said it quite a few times about how it's funny that we're so protective over our kids. We pay attention to who they're hanging out with like a hawk.
Amen.
But we'll allow ourselves
Yes,
to hang out with whoever.
Amen.
Well, you know, I'm helping them. Are you?
Come on.
But are you? Because a lot of times we'll leave their house sounding like them more than them sounding like us.
Amen.
Well, you know, it's family. Okay. Family has the same opportunity I have.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's my kids. My daughters have the same opportunity
Amen.
I have. That's right. I had the same opportunity as my brothers and sisters.
Amen.
You know what my dad told me? He said, we'll help you as much as we can, but we're not really.
Amen.
Because I'm not going to help pay for your lifestyle.
That's Amen. Right.
Amen. That's right.
And so guess what Ricky had to do? I had to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. Yeah, but you don't understand the problems I have. You know, I could have gave a story. Amen. I don't know why we're on that. But I had to get into the Word of God and find out what belonged to me.
Amen.
Plain and simple. But it's family. I understand that. But are you going to allow family to keep you where you're at?
Amen.
Because that's the thing. Am I going to allow my family or somebody to keep me where I'm at? Because it's up to, it's my decision.
Amen.
I can stay where I'm at or I can move forwards.
Amen.
Family, this, I'm moving forwards. You can stay here or you can go with me.
Amen.
I'm not going to constantly go forwards and come back and say, hey, let's go. Because now I'm just wasting my time because you really don't want to come. But when I get up there so far, you'll say something, grab my attention. They allow me to come back to talk to you for a little bit. And I'll be here for a little bit too long again until I look back up and go, no, I'm going forwards, and I'll move again. But then you'll say something to catch my attention because some people know how to talk and to catch your ear if you'll listen. But after so many times, I need to understand they're not moving. They're staying where they're at, and they just want me to keep coming back to rescue them out of little things. But why do I need to constantly use my faith to help them? Help them, yes, but don't stay with them.
Amen.
And how do you help them? With the Word of God. So it's up to each and every one of us. Either you want to move or you don't.
Amen.
You got the same Word of God I got. Either we're going to move forwards or we're going to stay here. I'm going to move forwards.
Amen.
I love you. But if you don't want to move with me, I'm sorry, I'm going.
Amen.
Abraham had to do that. Abraham said, you know what? God told me to go. I'm leaving.
Amen.
Lot had enough sense that said, take me with you.
Amen.
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 All right. Well, it's 8 o'clock. We're going to stop. Amen. Because if we keep going, we got obviously a lot more notes here. I will say this. I was actually listening to this minister talking about going to some meetings that his brother Oral Roberts, and actually I forget the other ministers, but he's talking about the during the healing revival and stuff like that. But he said that he would go, and he said more than once he would see people that were paralyzed. Look at your neighbor and say paralyzed.
Paralyzed.
That means they couldn't walk, right?
Right. Amen.
But they would buy brand new shoes and show up with them.
Amen.
What kind of sense does I'm paralyzed but I'm buying a brand new pair of shoes make? To somebody that doesn't understand faith, no sense at all.
Amen.
You're crazy. But to somebody that's expecting,
amen,
I'm about to put these on and run.
Amen.
Buys a new pair of shoes and shows up.
Amen.
And guess what happened whenever they showed up?
They
put on the brand new pair of shoes and walked out.
Amen.
So you can't be expecting something and go, well, I hope it's this time. There's an expectancy with faith, an excitement.
Yes.
You can't walk around going, I'm in faith.
Amen.
There's an excitement about faith.
Yes. Amen.
Because there's an, because you know, why are you excited? Because you know that whatever you're believing God for, it belongs to you, and you have already received it, but I don't have it. You're looking natural. Just stay in faith.
Amen.
Stay with faith, and it'll stay with you.
Amen.
Amen. All right, amen. Did y'all get anything?
Amen.
Amen, you and me both. Hallelujah. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you. Magnify your holy name, and I thank you, Father God, we will be doers of the word and not hearers only. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said,
amen.
Amen. We will.